Please be seated.
我们现在要一起来祷告，求主带领我们今天下午的聚会。
Now we are going to pray together to ask God to guide our service this afternoon.
那我们祷告完，我们就分开哈，牧道朋友，我们在另外一班哈。
And after our prayer, we will have the truth seekers go to their discussion group.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Now let us kneel down and pray.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
慕道朋友，有啊，那请我们啊，诸位慕道朋友啊，我们在有另外一班。
So the truth seekers can attend the truth seeker discussion group. Yeah.
我们要第三次来查考学习有效的栽培工作。
Today we will have our third session on effective follow-up.
那我们以前有给大家一个讲义哈，也有中文的，也有英文的。
There was an outline that was distributed previously both in Chinese and English.
我们大家找找看，看你的袋子里面有没有。如果没有，我们再看上面哈。
This is also printed on the slides.
所谓栽培工作，就是一个慕道者，我们跟他建立关系，然后帮助他信仰成长。
So the work of follow-up is in order to bring truth seekers to grow in the faith.
好，这个工作相当重要。
This kind of work is extremely important.
好，但是这个工作需要有条件。
But to do this kind of work, there are several conditions.
好，我们在带慕道者，一般就是有亲戚朋友，我们就带来教会慕道。
For the most part, we bring our friends or family members to come to church to seek the truth.
但是如果我们要做跟进工作，我们常常需要有一些属灵的装备。
But in order to be able to follow up effectively with them, we need to have some spiritual qualities.
我们教会里面常常发现一个问题，就是很多慕道者来过，然后都有一些名单存在教会的档案里面。
And we often find a problem where there are truth seekers who come, but they only leave their name, and we don't see them again.
好，那问题是谁能够跟进
？So the problem is who can follow up with them.
所以我们发现最难的工作是跟进的工作。
So it is often the most challenging part not to bring people, but to follow up.
因为跟进工作不但要花时间，要花力量，而且需要有属灵的装备。
Because it not only takes time and effort, but also some spiritual characteristics.
好，那第一个有效栽培工作从自我开始。
So to be able to follow up effectively, we have to start with ourselves.
好，也就是说我们自己需要有一个准备才能够参与这个工作。
We have to have the appropriate preparation in order to do this kind of work.
那第一点就是要跟初信者建立良好的关系。
So first, we have to establish a good relationship with those who are new to the faith.
所以那个好像说我们九月中要开这个和善那的宣道工作。
We know that in mid-September, we will be hosting the Hosanna outreach.
在当时我们来陪慕道者跟他谈，这个是陪谈，这个不叫做跟进。
So the people who will be talking with them that day is not the same as those who will be following up.
那只是坐在他旁边帮他翻圣经，拿刊物给他教导我们教会怎么祷告。
The work of that day requires people to help them to find the Bible verses or to show them how to pray.
那结束了，陪谈就结束了。
But after that service is over, then the work for that day is done.
那跟进就开始了。
But then the work of follow-up begins.
跟进就是跟他建立个人的关系，然后一点一点的带领他进到这个信仰里面。
So the work of follow-up requires step-by-step to bring them more deeply into the truth.
那要建立良好的关系的第一点就是对人要有兴趣。
So the very first condition that we must have to establish a good relationship with someone is to show interest in them.
那有时候我们大家都有一个感觉，你在公司上班啊，回家了，那有时候太太要跟你讲话，你也没有心情讲，因为你就很累了。
Sometimes you might find that after a long day's work, you go home and you don't really feel like talking because you're so tired.
有时候太太会埋怨啊，我先生回来要跟他讲个话，就就全部不讲话。
So many times, wife will complain that the husband says whenever they try to talk or strike up a conversation.
那我们要跟进啊，一个慕道朋友，你必须对他有兴趣，你才会花时间。虽然你很累，你也想用心去听，那用心要帮助他解决他的问题。
But in order to have a good relationship with our friends and truth seekers, we need to spend the time to actually talk to them and find ways you can help them or discuss things.
我们有时候在教会谈得很高兴，这个不一定是爱心啊。
Sometimes we have great discussions with people, but this may not be out of love.
因为礼拜一到礼拜五大家工作很累啊，到礼拜六大家能够找几个同伴谈得很高兴，这不一定是爱心啊。
And you might feel that after a long work week, to come to church and have great conversations with some of your friends might be fun, but it's not really out of love.
因为有时候是共同兴趣谈一谈，然后大家心里这样开心回去了。
So it might just be because you have some common interests and you're just enjoying the conversation, but then you go home and forget about it.
所以在教会里面，我们常常发现同一批人常常都坐在一起。
So you find that in church, if you look around, that the same people sit with each other all the time.
但是慕道朋友常常很少人主动跟他们坐在一起。
But actually, it's very hard to have people proactively sit with the friends.
第一个，我们不认识。
For one, we don't know them.
第二个
，Secondly,
有很多人也可能觉得这个麻烦。
And some people might feel that it's a hassle.
因为你要去知道他，然后你要去了解他，然后你要去帮助他。
Because if you get to know them, then you have to spend the time to help them.
所以很多人觉得安息日来教会就是要安息。
So a lot of people feel, well, it's a Sabbath day, I'm supposed to rest.
那你现在来教会里面还要去跟进，你还要花时间，还花头脑啊，这个太累了。
But to actually take some effort to meet somebody and spend time with them, it's too much work.
所以我们就发现了，真的要对慕道者有兴趣，这个不简单啊。
So to really show interest and care towards our friends is really not so easy.
你也没有从他得到什么。
Because you don't necessarily gain anything from
it. 那为什么你要花时间在他身上？
So why should you spend the time?
只有一个答案。
There's only one reason.
我们看腓立比书第一章。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
第八节。
Verse 8.
第一章第八节。
Philippians chapter 1, verse 8.
我体会基督耶稣的心肠，切切想念你们众人，这是神可以给我做见证的。
For God is my witness, how greatly I long for you all with the affection of Jesus Christ.
这里保罗有基督的心肠在里面。
Here, Paul has the affection of Jesus Christ.
所以他常常想念腓立比教会的信徒。
So that is why he was constantly thinking of the church in Philippi.
那他每一次想到他们，第三节就为他们感谢神。
So every time he thought of them and remembered them, he would thank God.
第四节。
Verse 4.
他每一次为他们祷告是欢欢喜喜的祈求。
And always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you all with joy.
所以这个基督的心肠在我们里面呢，会产生两个动作。
So the affection of Christ in us will create two consequences.
就是我们头脑会常常去想这个慕道者。
The first result is that we will constantly be thinking of these truth seekers.
因为我们对他有基督的爱。
Because we have the love of Christ for them.
所以说我们上班会想，哪一个慕道者什么时候来，什么时候没有来。
So sometimes in, when we have a moment, we might start to think, oh, we haven't seen this truth seeker for a while.
啊，我们怎么去打电话？怎么跟他联络？
How can we get in touch with them or try to call them to find out how they're doing?
爱是没有上下班的。
Love has no time on or time off.
但是工作了，下班你就没有事情了。
But after you finish your usual work of the day, you might have some time.
所以这个教会的工作，如果是出于爱来做，是没有时间限制的。
So the work of love in the church has no time restrictions.
哎，你每一次，因为你会关心他，你有时候你在我在睡觉也会想哪一个慕道者，明天怎么办呢？跟他联络。
Because sometimes even when you're sleeping, you might start to think about this truth seeker and how you can find out how to help them.
但是如果我们把教会的工作纯粹当一种工作，你就发现啊，礼拜六在这里完了，接下去教会的事情全部不在你的头脑。
But if you think of church as just being another thing about clocking in and clocking out, then as soon as you leave the church, then out of sight, out of mind.
那下礼拜六来到教会再想吧。
And you might not think about it for a whole another week until you come to church again.
这就是做把圣工当做公司的一个工作。
So that's treating church work like your secular work.
但是当我们跟人建立的这基督的关系的时候，就超越了这个工作。
But if we establish a relationship out of affection of Christ, then this goes beyond what our usual work is.
这个是最困难，也是最重要的。
This is the most difficult step, but is the most critical step.
因为我们的工作需要神的祝福。
Because our work requires the blessing from God.
那需要有基督的心在我们里面，神才会跟我们同在。
And so in order to have God with us, we need to have His affection in us.
如果我们带领慕道者就是礼拜六到了，想，那接下去全部都忘记了。
If we only think about the truth seekers when we get here to church on Saturday.
这样这个慕道者很难带领。
Then it's very difficult to bring these truth seekers along.
也不容易得神同工。
And it is difficult then to have God working with us.
所以为什么主耶稣要交代彼得工作之前先问说，你爱我吗？
So this is why Jesus asked Peter three times, do you love me?
因为有了爱，我们对这个人的照顾才会超越时间。
Because only then, if we have love, then our work will go beyond our usual time restrictions.
也会超越空间，你不论到哪里，你都会想到那个慕道者。
It will transcend the boundaries of time and space because there's no moment in which you won't be thinking about the truth seekers.
那第四节。
Verse 4.
我为你们祷告是欢欢喜喜的祷告。
Always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you all with joy.
因为有基督的心肠，所以我们对别人的关心呢，会进到祷告里面。
And because of our care for others, then our care will extend to our prayers.
我们知道啊，我们人要关心一个人，你做到一定程度以后，你发现你没有办法做什么。
We know that we can care for somebody only to a certain extent.
包括父母对孩子一样。
Including what a parent can do for their child.
你关心到一定程度，再来你没有办法做什么。
You can care for them only to a certain limit, and then there's not much more you can do.
那在我们做不到的地方，你又很爱他，你又做不到怎么办？那只有一点，你为他祷告。
And if you love them very much, and yet you there's something that you can't do for them, what can you do? The only thing is prayer.
所以这个基督的心肠在关心慕道者，还包括祷告。
So that is why the love of Christ extends to praying for others.
因此我们在教会里面呢。我们常常发现，如果真的你真的在很投入要做牧羊的工作，你一定会很认真祷告。
So you can see that if you are truly committed to doing the work in church, then you will be praying also.
因为这个是一种属灵的征战。
Because this is actually a spiritual battle.
所以第一点呢，要跟慕道者建立关系，需要对这个人有兴趣。
So we have to show our care for our friends and truth seekers.
那这个是从基督的爱在我们里面的。
And this has to come out of the love of God in us.
这个是我们不断需要追求的。
This is something that we need to constantly pursue.
所以帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章在讲说，我们就是在做圣工，就是在做父母。
And so in First Thessalonians, Paul writes that to do the work of God is just like being a parent.
你看看我们现在这个三四十岁的这些父母的，多么照顾自己的小孩子。
And we can see how much care and love our parents give to their children.
有的不但一个照顾，两个一起照顾。
Not only one parent, but both parents taking care of one child.
所以这个可以告诉我们，这个父母的爱，如果用这个爱来照顾慕道者，这样就对了。
And so if we can take this same kind of love that we have for our children, for our truth seekers, then this is the right attitude.
好，我们再看哥林多前书第九章。
Let's turn now to 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
好，哥林多前书第九章。
1 Corinthians chapter 9.
22节。
Verse 22.
像软弱人，我就做软弱人，为着要得着软弱人。像什么样的人，我就像什么样的人。无论如何，总要多做一些人。23节。
23.
凡我所行的，都是为福音的缘故，为这要与人同得福音的好处。
22. To the weak, I became as weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. 23. Now this I do for the gospel's sake, that I may be partaker of it with you.
啊，这里在讲我们要带领慕道朋友，像什么人要做什么人。
So this tells us that to bring our truth seekers, we must be like them.
啊，目的就是要得到他们。
In order to save them.
啊，让他们也能够得着福音的好处。
So that they can also be partakers of the goodness of the gospel.
啊，其实啊，一个慕道朋友，我们常常发现呢、啊，他要遵守神的道理哦，都是有他的困难。因为他的灵性好像是出生的婴孩。
We find that it is difficult for a truth seeker or a new believer to keep the faith because they are just like an infant.
哦，那我们这样一直带领到最后啊，就是希望他能够长大。
And our point of following up with them is so that they may grow mature.
可是我在不同的教会里面，我常常发现哦，神真的对每个人的标准不一样。
And as I go to different churches and observe different people, I realize God's standards for everyone is different.
啊，对这个比较成长的教会，神的标准就比较高。
Towards the more mature church, God's standards are much higher.
啊，对这个比较软弱的教会，有时候神的标准不是这么高。
And towards a weaker church, God's standards may not be quite as high.
哦，所以我们信仰一直在成长，神对我们的要求越来越高。
So as our faith matures, then God's expectations of us also grow.
因此我们如果信仰所以那个希伯来书说什么是干粮熟练仁义的道理这是干粮
and so Hebrews says that solid food is to keep the commandments of God
比方说一个初信者他礼拜六早上能够来 一个早上你就感谢神了
so for a new believer to be able to come just to every Saturday morning would be a great thing
但是这只是信仰的开始啊
but that's only the beginning
但是当我们人灵性在成长
As we grow in our faith,
我们就发现这个安息日是整天的
We realize that the Sabbath day is the whole day
是要让我们得福休息的
And it is a day set aside to give us blessing and rest
所以当我们灵性一直成长的时候神对我们的要求就比较高
So as our faith grows then God's expectations for us also grow
你要说安息日要从礼拜五太阳下山到礼拜六
So the Sabbath day really should begin from Friday sundown to Saturday sundown
这个叫熟练仁义的道理。
And that is to hold firmly to the commandments.
啊，因此这个慕道朋友的带领，当初他很软弱，我们就做软弱人啊。你礼拜六有来就可以了。
And but of course, to our truth seekers, we have to be accommodating to their status.
啊，但是
their level.
那我们的带领就一直往上成长。
But as they grow more mature, then we have to also bring them up.
哦，这是一种弹性。
There is some flexibility here.
像什么人做什么人。
So that is why Paul says we become as the people he is trying to win.
好，我们来看哥林多后书第五章。
Let's look at Second Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章的十五节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15.
啊，十六节哈。
Verse 16.
我们从今以后不凭外貌认人，虽然凭着外貌认过基督，却如今却不是这样认他。
Second Corinthians 5 verse 16. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer.
这个地方说我们不凭着肉体来认人。
Here we see we regard no one according to the flesh.
主耶稣来世界，为什么人不能接纳他？
Why is it that when our Lord Jesus came to this world, no one could accept him?
因为人凭肉体来认他。
Because everyone judged him according to the flesh.
我们仔细看，主耶稣没有以当时的标准来讲，没有受过教育。
We can see that he did not receive a high education.
但是他的教导很有智慧，很有力量。
And yet his speaking was extremely logical and with authority.
因为他是从神领受的。
Because he received this all from God.
但是人不能接纳他。
Yet others could not accept him.
以现在来讲，文凭拿不出来，他没有文凭。
He had no certificate.
主耶稣以当时的社会来讲，没有家庭的背景。
He had no family background on which to rely.
所以当时的人听到他讲道很惊讶。
And so that is why when people heard him preaching, they were shocked.
但是一发现他的父亲是木匠啊，再也听不下去。
But when they realized that his father was a carpenter, they really didn't pay attention.
因为文士、法利赛人是社会被尊重的人，怎么可以听一个木匠的小孩子讲道？
Because they all were raised to listen to the scribes and the Pharisees. How could they listen to a carpenter's son?
主耶稣在当时啊，他说没有放枕头的地方。
Jesus even said he had no place to lay his head.
所以他说啊，你出去传福音啊，不要带两件的，一件就够了。你到哪里，人就会供给你的需要。
And he said, you don't need to bring too many clothes with you. Just one set of clothing is enough.
他生活很简单。
His lifestyle was very simple.
那别人看他这样的生活，没有办法认同。
So other people seeing him like this would not be able to accept him.
因为今天来讲，主耶稣大概是无家可归的人。
Because he was probably just like a homeless person.
所以这个叫做凭肉体来认人。
So that was judging him according to the flesh.
那今天我们在带慕道者哈，就是要超越肉体，能够进到灵的里面来看一个人。
But when we are following up with our truth seekers, we need to go beyond these criteria of the flesh.
就是我们来判断一个人的价值，不是用世界的标准。
That is, we don't judge somebody according to worldly standards.
这样我们才能够真的用爱心来关心他。
And only then, if we put those aside, can we truly care for the person.
有的人在跟人相交往，很常常会问别人的教育的、工作的、家庭的、社会背景。
Many times you start to get to know somebody by finding out what kind of work they do, where they went to school, what kind of family they come from.
他就是凭着这样在心里面来判定这个人的价值高还是低，来决定我怎么对待他。
And you secretly sort of place a value on that person and how you're going to treat them based on those things.
那我们如果没有办法跳出这个框框，我们没有办法做圣工。
But if we can't think outside of that box, then we can't really do the holy work.
因为这种判断人方式不是主耶稣判断我们的方式。
Because this is not the way that our Lord Jesus judges us.
所以我们要进到灵里面来看这个人。
So we have to enter into the spiritual perspective.
这样我们才能够来真的用主的爱来接待一个人。
And to see someone through the love of Jesus Christ.
我们仔细看主耶稣拣选十二个门徒。
We look at the 12 disciples that Jesus chose.
没有一个文士、法利赛的。
There was not a single scribe or Pharisee among them.
到最后才拣选保罗。
In the end, he selected Paul.
他是法利赛的。
He was a Pharisee.
他是公会的议员。
And he was a member of the council.
他是加马略门下受教的。
He was a disciple of Gamaliel.
那其他是十二个使徒，都是渔夫。
But all the other disciples were fishermen.
都是很普社会上很普通的人。
They were laborers or commoners.
这个要告诉我们。
And this just tells us.
神判定一个人价值不是用肉体。
That God judges a person's value not according to the flesh.
所以我们要做跟进工作，必须有这种基督的心来看人。
So that is why we need to see others as Jesus would see them.
那这样我们才能够真的来跟他建立属灵良好的关系，来带领他。
And in this way, we can gradually develop a good relationship with them to foster them.
所以做个人不跟进的工作，需要在灵性上不断的去更新自己。
So that is why we have to constantly renew ourselves spiritually.
那感谢主了，我们教会一般来讲，我们教会都是对每个人对待都一样。
Thank God that in our church there is a fairly equal treatment of everyone.
所以你看，不论是谁来到教会，随便你坐。
So you can see that there's no special seating arrangement.
我们讲
for everybody.
讲台也没有什么特别坐。
The pulpit is also not very fancy.
我们在教会也没有什么特别的称呼。
There are no special titles or greetings for certain people.
这个是一种基督的精神。
So this is the spirit of Christ.
那第二个，我们要做跟进工作，需要有装备。
And in the work of follow-up, we have to have spiritual preparation.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第五节。
Let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章的第五节。
Oh, sorry, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5.
因为我们的福音传到你们那里，不独在乎言语，也在乎全能跟圣灵并充足的信心。正如你们知道，我们在那里为你们缘故是怎样的为人。这里在提到福音传到帖撒罗尼迦。
So here Paul reflects on the preaching of the gospel to Thessalonica.
他提到五个装备。
There are five criteria.
所以我们跟人建立关系哦，现在要带领他，那这跟我们的灵性就很有关系。
So in order to follow up effectively with someone, it has a direct relationship to our spirituality.
所以圣经说，老师啊，学生不能够高过老师。
So the student can never become greater than the teacher.
我们在带领啊这个初信的慕道朋友，我们就好像在当老师。
And when we bring a new believer into the faith, we are just like their teacher.
第一个装备言语。
First in word.
就是道理的认识。
That is in knowing the truth.
主耶稣曾经讲啊，瞎子两个都要掉在坑里面。
And Jesus said a parable of the blind leading the blind, both will fall into the pit.
所以那个瞎子不一定是肉体的瞎子。
And he wasn't referring only to the physically blind.
他是指的当时的文士法利赛人。
He was actually talking about the scribes and Pharisees.
对属灵的道理并不是认识。
They did not really understand the truth of God.
但是他要教导人。
Yet they were teaching other people.
那就是瞎子领瞎子。
So the blind was leading the blind.
所以一个人要追求信仰，带领他的人呢，需要有真理的装备。
So in order to truly bring someone into the faith, you need to have equipment of the gospel.
我们才能够用道理来解决他很多的疑难。
So we can use the truth to help them solve their problems.
所以在我们真耶稣教会很特别，就是每一个答案都要有圣经根据。
And in the True Jesus Church, we emphasize that every solution must have a biblical basis.
我们在教会里面讲的就是圣经，神的话。
What we talk about in the church is all on the Word of God, the Bible.
用神的话来解决我们生活很多的问题。
And it is the Bible's truth that helps us solve our life's problems.
因此第一个要装备要圣经很少。
So first we must equip ourselves with full knowledge of the Bible.
这样啊，很多问题我们才有找到答案。
Only so can we find the answer to many questions.
你会发现慕道者的答案很问题很多。
You'll find that truth seekers have many questions.
到最后还要回到圣经。
But in the end, you have to find the answer in the Bible.
比方说，有的慕道者喜欢用科学来证明圣经。
For example, some people, some truth seekers like to use science to measure the Bible's truth.
其实圣经可靠不是因为科学能证明。
But actually, you can't use science to prove the truth in the Bible.
圣经本身不需要任何一个来证明，本身就是很可靠的。
Because there's nothing else that's necessary for evidence of the Bible. The Bible itself is the truth.
第一个，我们照着圣经的话，你祷告就得圣灵。
First, if you pray according to the Bible, then you will receive the Holy Spirit.
这个是可靠的。
Then you will know that this is the truth.
不然你怎么可以得圣灵？
If you didn't believe it, how would you have received the Holy Spirit?
第二个，
Secondly,
我们照圣经的话来行，你就得福。
And if you do according to what the Bible says, then you will receive blessings.
那这个圣经的话就是神的话。
That's also in the Bible, the word of God.
不然你怎么这样做你会得福。
And if you didn't believe it, why would you receive the blessing?
第三个。
Third.
耶稣引用圣经的话。
Jesus used the word of God.
这个表示圣经的话有权柄。
And he used the scriptures to show God's authority.
所以这个圣经的话不需要外面的科学、哲学这样什么来证明，这个才是可信的。
So there's no need to use philosophy or science to prove the Bible's truth.
还有圣经本身预言的实现就证明圣经是可信的。
Also, the prophecies within the Bible also prove its truth.
所以当我们遇到很多慕道朋友不同形态问题的时候，
So when you encounter all of these different types of questions from the truth seekers,
到最后我们的答案还是翻圣经，以圣经为主。
In the end, you still have to go back to the Bible to use the Bible as the proof.
所以这个第一个在乎言语。
So the first aspect is with regard to our words.
我印象很深有一个弟兄他什么慕道者他都可以跟他谈。
I have a very deep impression of a particular brother who can talk to just about any truth seeker.
有一次我就坐在他旁边，那到底他跟人谈什么？
So one time I was curious and I sat next to him to see what he would talk about.
发现了 他每一个根据他都有，他可以翻圣经跟他讲。
And I realized that with every statement he made, he had something he could refer to in the Bible.
你知道，如果我们圣经不懂的话，有时候跟慕道者谈来谈去，天南地北绕一圈了，谈了半个钟头，对他灵性并没有帮助。
Sometimes if you really don't know the Bible well, you can talk to a truth seeker for hours on end and still not come to any real benefit for them.
你很关心，问了很多你的私人的问题，但是你不懂得圣经，你没有办法引圣经来帮助他。
You might ask a lot about their personal life or about their problems, but you don't have the strength to use the Bible to help them.
那当我们明白圣经，你就有一个工具来帮助他。
But when you really understand the Bible, you have a tool with which you can help them.
后来那个信徒在讲啊。
So that brother said.
说他当初到美国来留学。
Initially, when he first came to the United States as a student.
他常发现啊，慕道者来，他没有办法跟他谈。
He realized that when he was talking to his friends, he didn't know how to share the gospel.
那后来他把教会的这个小册子给慕道格看的了，福音的传单全部都带回家里面，一张一张查，一张一张翻圣经，一句一句这样查。
So he started to take the pamphlets and the booklets that we give to truth seekers and looked up each verse one by one.
那他自己查考过一遍，以后慕道者来，哎，他就可以跟他应对了。
So once he studied this thoroughly himself, then he could start to talk more comfortably with the people who asked him questions.
So we 常常有时候布道会啊，我们就说啊，都布道会不要参加了，反正这个道理听了几十年。
And some people may feel like, oh, it's just another evangelical service. We've been to so many through all these years.
那现在一个慕道者来，请你用圣经告诉他，真的有真神，你翻不出来。
But if you are sitting next to a truth seeker and you have to show them why God is real, can you do it?
要用圣经啊，不能不用圣经。
Can you use the Bible to show them? Of course, you have to use the Bible.
所以啊，我们第一个装备啊，要在道理上啊深入。
So first, we have to equip ourselves with the Word of God very deeply.
第二个。
Secondly.
我们看回来看帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第五节。
Let's look again at 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 5.
说不独在乎言语，也在乎全能。
Not in word only, but also in power.
权柄。我们身上需要有神的权柄。
We have to have the power of God on us.
这个权柄啊，才能够使人的心啊那个障碍拿掉。
And you have to have power in order for this obstacle in a person's heart to be removed.
我们上一次灵恩布道会啊，我很惊讶那个郭伯伯会想要受洗。
And last time we had our spiritual convocation, I was very surprised that. Mr. Guo wanted to be baptized.
因为他已经慕道好久了。
Because he had been a truth seeker for many, many years.
我每一次跟他谈到最后，印象最后最深的一句话是“慎终归远”。这个很难翻了，就是要拜祖先了。
And in the end, every time we talked to him about the receiving the gospel, he would say, "We have to observe our traditions and worship our ancestors."
怎么跟他谈？谈到最后就是卡在这一点。
So no matter what, he would always return to this point.
那他要去洗礼的时候，我就跟他问了。
So finally, when he was about to be baptized, I asked him.
他说那祖先怎么办啊？他说那个不要再谈了，那过去了。
He said, I asked him, what about your ancestors? He said, oh, that's all in the past. We don't have to discuss that anymore.
几年来啊，这个拜祖先就是卡在心里。
And for many, many years, he had this burden of needing to worship the ancestors.
那现在这个障碍没有了。
But through God's grace, that obstacle was removed.
那到底是谁说服他？
So who convinced him?
没有人说服他。
Nobody convinced him.
自动消失。
It just went away on its own.
那怎么会消失？
How did it go away?
当我们祷告，教会充满神的权柄。
When we pray and the power of God fills the church,
那个心里的障碍拦阻人认识神那个障碍，神就把它拿掉了。
Then those obstacles that block people's hearts will be removed.
所以真的布道不是用口才。
So preaching the gospel is not through eloquence.
如果真的口才能够布道的话
，If it is truly based on someone's eloquence,
那大家就出钱吧，去请一些 sales 来带着传单去到处去发。
Then all we need is to hire a bunch of salespeople to spread the gospel and spread the pamphlets.
你看有没有办法带一个人来信主？
Can you expect them to bring anyone to the church?
以前我曾经在一个教会里面遇个老姐妹。
There was a sister, an elderly sister, I remember.
她活到九十几岁才离世。
She lived to over 90.
她在做什么？
And what did she do?
她不认识字。
She was illiterate.
她在卖草药。
She would sell herbs.
这个小孩子不想吃药的，她不想吃饭的，吃一吃就想吃饭。
And she sold some herbs that would help children's appetites.
那她带四五十个人来信主。
But she brought 40 or 50 people to believe in Christ.
那有时候没有人领会哦，她也上来领，有时候故事都讲不对啊。
And sometimes when there was nobody available to lead the service, she would come up and sometimes get the stories wrong.
大卫讲错扫罗，扫罗讲错大卫。
Sometimes she mixed up Saul and David and some of the Bible characters.
但是她可以带四五十个人来信主。
But yet she was able to bring 40 or 50 people to believe.
这个就是神的权柄在她身上。
And that is because the power of God was with her.
所以今天我们真耶稣教会需要再重新来装备这个权柄。
So the True Jesus Church today has to once again equip ourselves with this kind of power.
所以为什么说我们要做圣工一定要祷告？
So why do we have to pray before we do the holy work?
没有祷告是赤手空拳的。
Because without prayer, we go into the battle without any weapons.
我们的武器在神面前有权柄。
Our weapons must come from the power of God.
再下去。
Next.
我们看第一章，帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
Let's read First Thessalonians chapter 1.
第五节。
Verse 5.
还有圣灵。
And in the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵就圣灵的运行，然后圣灵打开人的心。
It is through the movement of the Holy Spirit that a person's heart can be opened.
真的很奇妙，这圣灵一运行啊，神自然会带领他要拣选的人来到教会。
As the Holy Spirit moves, then very miraculously, God will bring the people He wants to the church.
那有时候圣灵啊运行在人心里，道理就听得懂。
And some people can understand the gospel immediately when the Holy Spirit is moving.
有一个信徒就问他信主的经过。
And there was a believer, I asked how he came to believe.
因为他的亲戚是我们真耶稣教会信徒。
His relative is also a member of our church.
他说我去教会第一天，人就叫我说要洗礼。
He said the first time I stepped into the church, somebody told me to be baptized.
然后他说我就不听不懂啊，怎么洗礼。
He said I had no idea what they were talking about.
他一听听到第三天晚上，他说他听懂了。
He said after listening to this for three nights, then I started to understand.
我问他你听懂什么？
I asked him, what did you understand?
他说他听懂耶稣就是救主。
He finally understood that Jesus is the Savior.
这句话不是很简单吗？
Isn't that very simple?
他听了两三晚听不懂。
For the first two nights, he had no clue.
但是第三晚他听懂了。
But for the third night, he started to understand.
听懂他就洗礼了。
And so once he understood that, then he was willing to be baptized.
所以圣经啊，每一个字都懂，每一句话都懂，里面讲什么不懂。
And some people can read the whole Bible but have no understanding of what it's talking about.
但是圣灵在运行的时候，
But when you have the Holy Spirit,
神打开慕道者的心，
And the truth seeker's heart is opened,
他听得懂，
Then they understand.
听得懂他就受感动，
And once they understand, then they're moved.
他听得懂了，他就被吸引，
And once they're moved, then they are attracted.
那他信仰就会成长，
And that is the beginning of their faith.
所以啊，就要圣灵的运行。
So the Holy Spirit has to move among us.
其实教会也是一样啊。
It's true in the church.
为什么说我们聚会前一定要大家来祷告？
Why is it that we keep emphasizing everyone should come first to pray before the service?
我曾经到一个教会去领会。
I went to a church to lead the service.
哇，聚会好像大家都很疲倦，要倒瞌睡。
I saw everybody was about to fall asleep.
聚完会啊，吃饭啊，哇，谈股票，谈政治，哦，精神很好。
During the lunchtime, everybody's energy was very high when they were talking about stocks or the current market prices or politics.
下午一聚会，当然吃饱饭的比较爱睡，也是这样。
But as soon as lunchtime is over, the second service comes, everybody falls asleep again.
聚完会精神又来，泡茶。
After the service, everybody's ready for the afternoon tea.
我就感觉这个教会祷告很短。
And I realized that their prayer was very short.
哇，你奉主耶稣圣名祷告，你一个很大声，等一下飞机下降了，只有你一个。
And when you say in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. After a few seconds, then it seems like everybody stops.
所以这个教会，如果我们祷告，圣灵在运行啊，我们对神的道听得懂，你就会很有兴趣。
But once the Holy Spirit is moving among us, then we will be very interested in learning the truth.
哇，我也看过那个在台湾啊，信徒啊骑摩托车来。 结果听道理听到摔到地上了，打瞌睡就摔到地上了。
Once I saw a believer who was falling asleep in the middle of the service and fell onto the floor.
还好不是腰腿骨啊，气断了就完了。
Fortunately, he wasn't like Eutychus. He still lived after the fall.
哦，所以这个圣灵的运行很重要。
So it is important for the Holy Spirit to be moving.
所以我们啊在做圣工要有属灵的装备，就是有圣灵的运行，圣灵在同工。
So to be well equipped to do this work, we have to have the Holy Spirit moving among us.
啊，再下去就是充足的信心。
And next is in much assurance.
哦，也就是说，对我们自己信的，你要深信不疑啊。
That means that you have to have complete conviction in what you believe.
诸位，隔壁也是一个会堂。
Next door to us, there's another church.
对面也是一个会堂。
Across the street, there's another church.
在隔壁是一个佛教的组织。
There's two doors down, a Buddhist organization.
你真的相信这个教会跟隔壁跟对面不一样吗？
Do you truly believe that the church that you believe in right now is different from those other churches?
跟那个隔壁的隔壁不一样吗？
Is it different from the one two doors down?
如果你真的有那个信心，
If you truly have that assurance,
你知道这个不同影响得救。
You know that the difference here is with salvation.
那你就会很认真的基督徒来，你也很认真的跟他传福音。
Then you will be very fervent in preaching to even other Christians.
但是如果你没有觉得不同，
But if you feel that it's about the same,
即使基督徒来聚会，你也觉得反正都一样啊。
Then you might say that, well, they're Christians anyway.
所以你也不会觉得很认真要跟他传。
So you might not feel that motivated to talk to them.
所以信心很重要。
So our assurance, our faith is very
important. 有时候信心如果不好啊，你要传福音反而被人拉过去。
Sometimes if your faith is too weak, you might be pulled away.
我们教会真的有一个老姐妹来受洗啊。
There was an elderly sister who was baptized.
很热心啊，我要传福音，所以她该回到她的故乡去传福音。
And she was so fervent, she said, I have to go back to my hometown to preach the gospel.
结果回来以后不来教会了。
Unfortunately, after she came back here, she didn't come to church anymore.
因为她要传福音，结果被她女儿拉到她女儿的教会。
But she tried to preach to her daughter, but her daughter preached to her instead.
所以我们对自己的信仰要很坚定的相信啊，这样我们才会跟人做见证，做得很有力量。
So we have to have full faith and conviction in what we believe, so that when we preach to others, we will preach with strength.
有一个慕道者慕道了一段时间要洗礼。
There was a truth seeker who came for a while and then decided to be baptized.
他就问另外一个弟兄。
So he asked one of the other brothers.
我有一个疑问。
Yeah, I have a question.
耶稣到底是不是神？
Is Jesus really God?
那个弟兄说，我到现在我还在查考。
And that brother answered, I'm still trying to figure that out myself.
那慕道者听了说，你信了五年都还在查考啊，不洗礼啊。
And if you keep talking like that, that truth seeker can be there for 5 or 10 years and never be baptized.
所以真耶稣教会的十大信条。
So the 10 basic doctrines of our church.
你绝对相信吗？
Do you absolutely believe them?
这个就是你做跟进工作的基础。
This is the basis, the fundamental of your doing the follow-up.
如果我们不信，你就没有办法跟进，你要把人跟到哪里去？
If you don't believe it, how are you going to follow up with them? You might just lead them down the wrong path.
到最后跟外教会一样啊！你如果要信耶稣，好，请到附近的教会，不一定哪一个教会。
And you might start to tell them, well, you can go to any church you want.
那最后一个。
Lastly.
第一章第五节。
Chapter 1, verse 5.
并且知道你们的缘故怎样为人。
As you know, what kind of men we were among you for your sake.
所以这个赞美诗里面大概380首说我们的生活好像一本书啊，人读来又在读啊。
In one of the hymns, hymn 380, it says that our life is like a book before others' eyes.
圣经是一本书了。
The Bible is a book.
讲得很好。
It says things very well.
但是我们的生活也是一本书啊。
But we have to think of our life like a book as well.
所以这个人要带领，特别要带自己的家人、亲人。比带别人还难。
So for you to be able to bring others, especially your family and close friends, it's the most difficult.
因为他不是要听你讲很好，他要看看是不是真的这么好，这个就问题就很大了。
So it's not just what you say, but what you do and how you live that they're looking at.
所以这个彼得前书说，如果有丈夫不信主、不听道理，怎么办？
So in Peter writes, if the husband does not believe, then what will happen?
你一直讲他耳塞把他塞起来了。
You can keep preaching to him all you want, but he can just plug up his ears.
圣经说你要用贞洁的品德把他感化过来。
But the Bible says that you have to use your pure character to change him.
这个就是生活。
And this is our life.
所以我们要做个人跟进的工作，需要有实际生活的改变。
So in order to truly have others do effective follow-up, we have to change our lives.
因此这个个人跟进的工作需要有属灵的装备。
So we see how we must equip ourselves to do effective follow-up.
如果每一个人都有这样的装备，
if each of us is equipped in this way,
我们教会的宣道工作会很有果效。
Then our evangelism and our holy work will be very effective.
好，我们下次继续唱诗380首。
So we will continue next time. Now let us conclude with a hymn 380.